Okay, so we have human breeders, not natural evolution, to thank for sweet bell peppers, but there's one human in my life who has filled my life with sweet peppers. My 2-year-old daughter loves red bell peppers. I mean, she just loves them. And, you know, when you're talking about the sweet love a toddler feels for something, that basically just means she's liable to get up and start screaming for them at any moment. So I wrote about this in a column for the New York Times Magazine a little while ago. But basically, I had to figure out what to do with the stacks of red peppers that we keep on hand for her on the weeks where, like, poof, she just decides she doesn't care about them anymore. And I started to think about this great recipe by the chef Justin Smiley, where you basically throw so many peppers and onions into a pot that they release all this juice, and then you brown some chicken legs and just tuck them in there and you braise them in that pepper broth without any stock or wine, and it's just fantastic. And so from there, I got the idea of, well, if the peppers and onions are tasty enough to form the broth for a braise, what would happen if you just cooked them all the way down to, like, a glaze? And the answer is very good things happen. The onions and peppers caramelize, so you have this sweet, complex flavor, and the peppers are pretty much melted into this schmoo. I love to spread it on toast and top it with, you know, basically whatever to make a little lunch. Like some ricotta cheese and mint leaves is great. Some tuna salad or maybe smoked whitefish salad with some dots of sriracha is awesome. Or, you know, just go straight up classic with Italian sausage and Parmesan. So many things are great with this melted pepper spread. So here's how you make it. You thinly slice 2 medium onions and just get them going in a big pan with a 1/4 cup of olive oil. No cover, you know, big saute pan, and just kind of let them cook. Salt them a bit and stir them, you know, a little bit here and there just so it doesn't brown too much. Meanwhile, you thinly slice 1.5 pounds of red bell peppers and 4 cloves of garlic. And when the onions are really soft, you add the peppers and garlic, salt it a little more, and let that cook for about 10 minutes. You'll see the juices start to come out, and after about 10 minutes, the juices should have pretty much cooked off. And then you start stirring just a little bit more often, maybe once or twice a minute for the next 10 minutes or so, until the whole thing is like a jam. You can smell all those caramelized flavors coming out of the pan. It's gonna smell incredible. It's gonna make your whole house smell like it. You salt a little bit more to taste, add a splash of vinegar, maybe a little bit of chopped thyme. Cook for 1 more minute just to cook that harsh acid from the vinegar out, and you're done. And I'm telling you, it tastes so good. Like, my daughter hasn't asked me for peppers for weeks, and I'm still at the store buying them just to keep making more of this stuff.